This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast.
In this fourth episode previewing county football final weekend in Carlow, I talked to Aero coach Simon Ray. Simon, welcome. Thanks for coming over. Appreciate it. It's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. You should be working, but you took a bit of time off to come over and see me. Listen, thanks a million.
No problem at all, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, listen, let's get straight into this. How many county finals have you been involved in now as a player or as a coach, as a manager, senior county finals?
I think this is the 11th, I think, in terms of, say, being involved with. Obviously, I think 10 as a player indirectly, say, I think three of those might have been replays. So, yeah, this is the 11th this Sunday.
Yeah, and you talk about was, you won a minor medal and you were on the senior panel in one day.
Yeah, there was a couple of us. That was probably, I think, 99, Alan O'Brien, Daniel Walker, both of those came on, I think, and played senior that day as subs. O'Hanoran's beat us in the final. That was 99, I think, yeah. And then we had a long wait till we got to win our first, obviously, my first as a player in 05. Again, we beat really good O'Hanoran's team, well fancied O'Hanoran's team on the day, 7-6. Conditions a bit like they were last Sunday. You'll always remember your first one.
Yeah, I remember where you were when I was at that match, 2005. You were at the scoreboard end, as it is now, and you sank to your knees, 7-6. And there's a bit of a story about that as well, in that Turlough persuaded you to hang around. You were going to go to America, was it?
Yeah, it was kind of that time. Obviously, there was a lot of GA players heading over to the States, and there would have been a few pounds involved, and would have been talking to a couple of clubs over there. I remember meeting Turlough up in the office in Airog, and he said, you can go over and have those fake American dollars, but he says, your first championship medal, he says, it'll be priceless if you win it. So he talked me around anyway. I do still get on to him. I've actually invoiced him a couple of times for that money. I've never received it yet. But no, I'm delighted actually I stayed because I would have obviously probably missed out on that opportunity. And it was obviously great to win it that day. And that propelled us on then. It was a kind of a young team. And kind of similarities to kind of where we are now, that propelled us on to win, I think, kind of maybe three out of the next four. I think we won it in 7 and 8 after a replay against Pal, lost the semi-final in 06 to Calavan, injury time kick last minute, you know, so that was a kind of good period for the club.
Yeah. Any highlights for you? Any of the finals as a player, coach, manager, anyone stand out? I know the first one is special. Any other one?
Yeah, the first one is always special, I think. And I was only saying this to the lads there recently as well. I suppose I enjoyed the last couple of years, obviously winning in 17 and 18, because those, I kind of fell out of love, and I had issues that I spoke about in terms of anxiety issues, I suppose, and I went away from the game for a while, but I came back then, and because I finished playing with Carlow, I was about 30, playing inter-county, and so around that time I wasn't really enjoying football, Kieran, being honest with you, but then I got a bit of grow back for it, and I suppose those last two championships that I won, they were nice to win, that's being honest with you, because you realise that you don't have much time left, and you're hoping your body kind of stays together. There's an awful lot of work goes into it just to get your body right for those games, kind of the older that you get as well. So, yeah, I really enjoyed those last couple of championships that I won, yeah.
Yeah, and going into management, was it an easy decision for you, or was it something that kind of happened?
It wasn't something that, say, like I wanted, being genuine, which I've been involved coaching in underage in the club now for numerous years, whether it be juvenile side of things or juvenile girls as well. Really enjoyed that over the last number of years. Would have been involved with a couple of under 16 teams and stuff like that. But probably coming in as a selector with Turlough back in 2000, and I think it was 18 or 19 with Carlo asking me in, probably got the kind of bug from there, I suppose. Being honest with you, and I've obviously stayed involved with Carlo since then. Obviously, I had met Niall Crew then when Thurlow stepped away at the time, and got on well with Niall and have been there ever since. And have to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I think, look, one of the big things is like you're passing back on things. Do you know, people would have invested time in you, and there have been some great people in their own club that would have put an awful lot of time into me. So I think if you can give anything back towards people and give them honest feedback, I think that's the most important thing. I mean, you might see something in their game that you think can improve them, and I think if the person is open enough to take on that bit of advice and improve from listening to you, and I think a lot of the lads are, as I said to you, a lot of the guys that we're working with, they're very, very coachable. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Okay, listen, last Sunday, I suppose both games had, you know, amazing moments, like Tinryland win 8-3. The game now, with a lot of possession football in it, it's not easy to watch. But with the rules as they are now, player teams are doing their best to try and win the game under the present rules. So leave that aside, it wasn't a great game. But when it came to the extra time, when it came to the penalties, and I'd have to say, looking at Airog, they were down after being ahead. There was so much, it was so engrossing. Like, it wasn't the greatest game of football in the world, but nobody was leaving the ground.
No one was leaving the grounds. They definitely weren't.
For either game,
yeah. And the conditions were, and that's probably one of the things that probably people do lose sight of it as well. They just expect guys just to go out and perform and everything to go to plan. But I mean, the conditions were so difficult out there. The pitch was so heavy out there. You've seen some of the fittest lads going down with cramp. They'd invested a huge amount into the game. But I wouldn't be too critical of the players. I think to still go out and perform the way they did, you're going to get mistakes in weather like that. If you look at the scores around the country, you look at the Offaly final, was 1-5-6. I think there was a game in Cork, finished 5-4. So, I mean, it's not conducive to good football, certainly. So teams were probably mindful, and they're probably minding the ball more in those types of conditions than they would normally say. And those, even 5-6 yard hand passes can easily go astray in conditions like last Sunday, and you would have seen a lot of sloppiness from all four teams within the games. So look, as I said, I wouldn't be too critical of the players. Sometimes you can hear the calls from the stand, and you can see people kind of getting disgruntled with stuff like that. And there's periods of play that where possession takes over and teams held onto the ball for a couple of minutes. But that's the way the modern game has gone. It's so difficult with teams getting numbers back behind the ball, and you have to try and figure out ways of how you're going to go about being positive about breaking this down. The players on the field have to be decision makers of that. I mean, I think you can do all the coaching that you want, but I mean, you don't have a joypad controlling them. You know, they have to see it themselves, and they have to be positive in their play. And as I said to you, I don't think you can, like, the way it's gone now, some of it's maybe been overcoached. I still think you have to empower the players and give them the responsibility and try and get them to play in a positive way as much as you can.
Yeah, listen, you used the word critical. I suppose anybody who criticised games last Sunday, you know, they don't know what it's about. Like, Radvili showed tremendous courage to get back into the game. And they went ahead. They looked so confident. And there's a lot of young lads on that Radvili team. They looked so confident. They were playing the game the way they wanted to play. And they had Airog on the rack. Airog, they're behind. They're 3 points down the second half. They come back. They equalise. They go behind in the first period of extra time. They go behind in the second period of extra time. And they still come back and get the draw. And it goes to penalties. And the penalty shoot, you couldn't criticise anybody out there, really. And anybody who does, it's totally unfair.
Yeah, I think you summed it up well. I think, in fairness to Radvili, I have huge respect for them as a team, in terms of we always know there's going to be a battle when Airog play Radvili, and I think there's great respect between both the teams, and I don't think there's been anything between them teams in the last number of years. I even go back to the one we won in 17, Kieran, where They were 3 points up and a chance to go 4 points up. And we squeaked out with a draw that day, and we go on and win the replay, you know. So
and you win four in a row.
And I mean, that's they're fine margins. And that Raffili team are after losing the last two semi-finals. Well, they didn't lose last Sunday. They lost the penalty shootout. So it's really, really tough on them. They did have us on the rack. We got a great start in the game. And then, obviously, we lose Sean and Mark, and they got a period of dominance. And I think they might kick six, seven scores in a row, and we were completely at sea. But we got a chance to reset at half time and got the matchups right in the second half. And I think that credit has to go to the players. They identified a lot of things themselves that they fixed, and I think we won the second half 5 points to one to get back in control of the game and give ourselves an opportunity in extra time. And then extra time was always going to be cagey, being genuine, with the conditions the way they were, with lads out on their feet, and they had a chance to go 2 points up. Young Gavin missed a chance to go 2 points up just at the start of second half of extra time. And that team that might have got 2 points up could have been curtains for the other team, but we went down the field and Colin got a point to equalise, and then Kevin Murphy kicked a great score to put them a point up, and then Darren nails a difficult free into the wind to bring us to the penalty shootout. And if I'm being honest,
what are you thinking of the line then when you're all gathered around?
I don't think it's a fair way to finish the game, Karen. Genuinely,
but you're
yeah,
stuck with it.
Yeah,
now.
We're stuck with it.
So it now. So what are you thinking?
So what we're thinking is obviously is that right? Okay, you call the boys in and you ask them. Okay, first and foremost, who wants to take a penalty? Because it's not for everybody. Do you know what I'm saying to you? So we had a lot of lads to put their hands up, which was great to see. Young Brady was one of the first of them. Just shows you the confidence that he has. So we picked our five guys and we went with it, and we decided on the order that we're going to go in. And that's it. You're just trying to kind of have a little bit of clarity around that moment, just trying to get the lads relaxed, a couple of breaths, and they were doing that themselves anyway. They were quite relaxed about the whole thing. As I said to you, we were quick in the decision of who was going to do it and who was stepping forward, and that's what we went with. We actually practiced penalties the last probably three Friday evenings, believe it or not. So whether that has any kind of advantage or not, but we did it. Knowing that these knockout games now have a chance to kind of go to there, you know, so it might have helped in some sort of shape or form.
Yeah, listen, Carlo GA and Ferguson, they put the whole penalty shootout up on social media and had a look at it last night. Brady both times, and I don't want to spend too much time on it now, but Brady, like, the little check and then bang, right foot into the bottom left hand corner. Was it both sides? The first, yeah, both of them.
Same side, lower on his first penalty, and obviously then the second one higher. But just to have the confidence, to turn around and say, after obviously Brian Murphy missed the penalty and a sudden day, I'm going forward to take this, because we had obviously another four senior guys there, and she's just I love that confidence, and that's what the club is about. It's always been about promoting youth, and for him just to step up like that and take ownership in a situation like that and a pressure situation like that, and you know, put it away the way he did emphatically as well, as you said, that little stutter step, and you know, be clinical the way he did it. And it was a great moment for him, really great moment for him. Imagine being 18 and sending your club into a county final.
I wasn't sure what age he was. I was saying teenager there. He's 18.
Yeah.
I was talking to him afterwards.
So it's a great moment for him. Obviously, Josh is related to me, so it's a great moment for his family as well. You know what I'm saying to you? So smile on his face then last night there as well, seeing him in training. So, delighted for him. And delighted for him that he has the confidence to step up in a situation, a pressure situation like that. It's great to see. Yeah.
Tuesday morning, I'm sure it's all part. Looking forward to Sunday, Tinryland and Aroge. Leaving aside this whole stuff with the league, and I don't even get into that now, the league final, there's a stingy relationship between the two clubs anyway. You know, there's a lot of the players are friendly together, but as a club, when the two clubs meet, there is that little bit of extra rivalry. A lot of my friends would be from Tinryland. I'm an Aroge person. And I respect them so much. And I think the two clubs respect each other so much as individuals, but there's just that little relationship when they get onto a pitch. that, as I say, stingy is the word, I think. Would you agree with that?
I think it's always been there in terms of, I don't know, growing up minor, we played them in three minor finals, and yeah, it would have always been there, I suppose. And then obviously they've obviously gone through a period of time then where they haven't been where they wanted to be as a club, especially at senior level. And I think it was 2010 the last time they played in a senior final. 11. So they played Fenner, was it? O'Loughlin in that final, yeah. And yeah, so, and then obviously last year then as well. So look, I think they're back where they want to be, you know, and you have to respect them for that in terms of how they've gone about it. Obviously the way they're playing is obviously not everyone's cup of tea, but that's what's suiting them. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Yeah, so
you were well able for it last Sunday too when you had to. But again, look, you look at the conditions. I agree totally with you. Go on. Sorry.
Yeah, and like, no, that's what I'm saying. There's obviously, you have to respect what they're bringing. That's suiting them. As I said to you, everybody or any coach that goes into it obviously has an idea and on the way they want to set up their team, and you're trying to set up a team as best suited to the players that you have, Kieran. And yeah, the rivalry, I think it's always been there. I think more so for probably people outside. I don't know, the players themselves, as I said to you, they don't really read too much into it, or we don't, like, any of the stuff really, as I said to you, that's gone on early in the year. I mean, it's outside noise. Do you know what I'm saying to you? It's
no, as I say, I agree. I couldn't agree more. I have so much respect for Tin Ryland, you know. But when and I remember even years ago, the little bit of underage and I didn't play, there was just that little bit of an extra niggle when you went onto the pitch. But when you come off the pitch, and nearly, I was going out with a girl from Tin Ryland at the time, and we were all drinking together.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, you know a lot of the lads, and a good few lads have been involved across over there. Obviously, Shane Redmond has been involved with Carla for years, and I know Shane, and obviously Paul, you know, Broderick, Danny Moran would have been in with the county. Young John O'Donoghue is in there now, and Paddy Regan. There's a couple of guys there. So you know a lot of the lads, in fairness. But look, they're there on merit. Being honest with you, they came through the other side of the group. They're obviously unbeaten coming into the final as well. It's their second final in 2 years, so they're back where they want to be. So that's, as I said to you, they're there on merit. So we'll fully respect that going into the game at the weekend. But obviously we'll analyse the way they do. But we look to have our own impact on what we're going to bring to the game from an Airog point of view. And where we can kind of win our own battles, I suppose, and that's what we'll be going after, Kieran.
Yeah, literally, in these kind of interviews, I can't really talk to you and say where your strengths are or where the strengths and the weaknesses of the opposition are. So I can't really go down there because you're not going to tell me.
I could go very detailed, and then, yeah, as I said to you, look, and this is probably one of the things that we were chatting about last Sunday. You can have probably your systems of play or your principles of play in terms of what way you want to set up, or you can have all your kick-out calls, your set plays and certain things. But at the end of the day, sometimes it just comes down to just the want. And I think this is what I said to you about kind of overcoached as well. You cannot control. A lad can make an error just in possession that you're expecting them to make. That's why the game itself will take a life of its own on Sunday. And it could be decided on one moment of individual brilliance, you know, from a Ross Dunphy or a Paul Broderick, if it's a tight game, or it could, one team could get a march on the other and, you know, end up dominating the game. So, look, as I said, yeah, no, we'll look at the opposition no more than I'm sure they'll be looking at us as well, and trying to see areas where they can kind of come at us, like, you know, so.
Absolutely. Listen, what are you doing? Final question. What do you do in the hours before the game? How do you prepare? You get up Sunday morning. Do the players come together, or do you all just meet in the grounds?
No, we normally just meet in the grounds. I think to give them, obviously this week is with the game last Sunday, is obviously really about recovery and getting the bodies right and the minds right, and getting in a good headspace for the week that's ahead of us. More so just getting the bodies right, because obviously Sunday would have taken a huge toll of a lot of the players. So recovery is more important than anything else now this weekend. and we'll do our bit of video work and our field session. But again, a lot of the work is done. It's purely just getting the minds and the bodies right now for this Sunday. I suppose from my own point of view, three kids at home, they take up my headspace on Sunday morning. So they're equally as excited. The youngest fella, Mason, obviously be too young, but the other two, Caden and Sophia, absolutely love going to the games. Caden attends nearly, he's nearly like a selector now with us with Aerogi, attends every training session and he knows all the lads individually. So he's looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Simon, great to talk to you. Thanks very much. And as I would say to Stephen, and did say to Stephen, I hope you get a performance, and wherever that takes you, what'll be will be.
Okay, thanks very much, Kieran.